Hello and welcome to Spoilers, this first introduction to the play Gamma Gurton's Needle. Following are some introductory notes and a plain text recording of the dialogue, a plain text being just our first edit for our full cast audio recording. So it has all the text, but no SFX, no Foley, and it's the edit we use to hunt out textual errors, takes, retakes, cuts. It's not mixed, it's not fixed, it's not perfect, and we may change the take for the final thing. If you want to just enjoy our production, stop listening now and wait a week or two for the release. Or if you're listening in the future, look for the episodes, future up the podcast list. Seriously, this is an exercise that some listeners won't enjoy. If it ain't for you, move on. If you're still listening, let's enter Spoiler Land.
Spoiler Land.
It's Act 3, and we've done with setup and short comic business. This is the big action scene. Gamma has been told Chat has her needle. Chat has been told that Gamma thinks she, Chat, stole her cock. But before the big fight, enter Hodge with thong and all. For the non-handicrafts people listening, thong is a thick twine about the thickness of the material that gets caught in your arse crack in a modern thong. And the awl is a pointy implement to punch a hole in leather. Useful in a fight if you want to leave a mark. Hodge went to a mate to get a solution to the hole in his britches problem, which in the short term will at least keep everything together.
Sim Glover, yet gramercy. Tam meatly well sped now. Thou'rt even as good a fellow as ever kissed a cow. Here is a thong indeed, by the mass. Though I speak it, Tom Tankard's great bold kirtle, I think, could not break it. And
when he spied. Then enter Gamma, saying she knows where the needle is. Some exposition occurs, and Hodge is delighted.
God's mother dear, if that be true. Farewell both Noel and Thong. But who is it, Gammer? Say on. Should fain hear it disclosed.
That false vixen. That same Dame Chat.
Nay.
That counts herself so honest.
Who told you so?
That same did Dick on the Bedlam. It saw it done.
Dickon, you're going to listen to Dickon?
Dickon? Well, it is a vengeable knave, Gammer. It is a bonable whoreson. Can do more things than that, else champ deceived evil. By the mass, Ike saw him of late call up a great black devil.
Oh! And I think it's fair to say that Hodge is going to big up this encounter with Satan and not mention his arse follow-through incident.
The knave cried, oh, oh! He roared and he thundered. And he'd been here, which I'm sure you'd merrily have wondered.
Was thou not afraid, Hodge,
nah,
to see him in this place?
No, and she'd come to me. Should have laid him on the face. Should have promised him.
But Hodge, had he no horns to push?
As long as your two arms. Saw ye never Friar Rush, painted on a cloth, with a sidelong cow's tail, and crooked cloven feet, and many a hooked nail?
The mention of Friar Rush is interesting. So, Friar Rush is a Germanic legend floating about in the 16th century. He's a prankster devil figure in friar's clothing. Very appropriate for Hodge to mention in relation to his sort of encounter with Satan. But there is perhaps a hint here of a bit of a gloss for the largely educated audience. Because how would Hodge have encountered a story like Rush? The play has it that he's seen a picture of him and compares it and says, oh, it was just like this to Gamma Gurton. Now, I don't know how plausible that really is. It feels to me like an over-engineered, convenient author's lie to get the reference into his mouth. But I could be wrong. Get in touch, experts in depictions of Friar Rush in the early to mid-16th century. Anyway, he continues and confirms an element of the finger-pointing at Chat.
I'll tell you a greater thing. The devil, when Dickon bade him, I heard him wondrous well, said plainly, here before us, that Dame Chat had your needle.
Then let us go and ask her wherefore she minds to keep it, seeing we know so much, 'twere a madness now to slip it.
And off they go to bang on Dame Chat's door.
Dame Chat, to pray thee fair, let me have that is mine. So not these 20 years take one fart that is thine. Therefore give me mine own.
And out she comes. It's fair to say neither side starts on a positive note.
Thou wert as good kiss my tail, thou slut, thou cut, thou rakes, thou jakes, will not shame make thee hide thee.
Thou scald, thou bald, thou rotten, thou glutton, I will no longer chide thee, but I will teach thee to keep home.
Wilt thou, drunken beast?
Stick to a gammon.
And it's fight time. Ding, ding. Gamma loses round one, and Hodge, who's called encouragement from the sidelines, runs to hide in the house. If the door will only open. Because Cock isn't opening the door. Well, I'd hide myself.
But let door stand, Cock. White comest indeed. Keep door, thou orson boy.
Stand to it, thou dastard. For thine ears, eyes teach the sluttish toy.
Gog's wounds, or shall make thee avon. Take heed, Cock, pull in the latch.
Finally, he's safe inside. Gamma is still down, but not out, leaping again into action and grabbing Dame Chat.
If faith, Sir Loose Breech, had ye tarried, you should have found your match.
Now wear thy throat, Losel. Thou'll pay for all.
Hodge helpfully calls his support from inside the safety of the house.
Well said, Gammer, by my soul. Hoiser, souser, bouncer, trouncer, pull her throat, oh.
Chat exits, having, broadly speaking, won, or at worst a one-all draw. Hodge calls his support from the window again.
Up, Gammer, stand on your feet. Where is the old whore? Faith, would Cheddar by the face, should cracker, callet crowned.
Hodge! Hodge, where was thy help when the vixen had me down?
By the map.
Hodge, seeing the coast is clear, comes out to support, trying to big up his action.
But for my staff, Chat had gone nigh to spill you.
Yeah, right.
I think the harlot had not cared and Chat not come to kill you. But shall we lose our Neil thus?
It's a good question. Gamma has a new plan. Go to the parson. He'll get Dame Chat to confess.
We have a parson, Hodge, thou knows. A man esteemed wise. Master Dr. Rat.
Hey.
Shall for him send, and let me hear his advice. He will her shrive for all this gear, and give her penance straight. We's have our Neil. Else Dame Chat comes ne'er within heaven gate.
Hodge remembers that Satan mentioned a rat as well, so he approves.
Yea, marry, Gammer. That I think best. Will you now for him send? The sooner Dr. Rat be here, the sooner we's at an end. And here, Gammer, Dickon's devil, as I remember well, of Cat and Chat and Dr. Rat, a felonious tale did tell. Told you £40, that is the way your Neil to get again.
Shall have him straight. Call out the boy, we's make him take the pain.
And they call for the boy Cock to fetch him.
Hence, swithe to Dr. Rat, hie thee, that thou were gone, and pray him come speak with me. Cham not well at ease. Shalt have him at his chamber, or else at Mother B's. Else seek him at Hob Filcher's shop, for, as cheered it reported, there is the best ale in all the town, and now is most resorted.
So we get a picture there of Dr. Rat. He's a bit of a drinker then. And then, as the boy runs for the doctor, random action occurs, with the entrance of Tib, the maid, with Jib, the cat. The cat ails, and the audience, hopefully, ahs. Oh, animals, always a crowd pleaser.
See, Gammer, Gammer, Jib, our cat, I'm afraid what she aileth. She stands me gasping behind the door, as though her wind her faileth. Now most I doubt what Jib should mean, that now she doth so dose.
Hodge thinks he knows what's wrong with the cat.
Old hither? I hold £20. Your Neil's in her throat. Groper, I say, methinks I feel it. Does not prick your hand?
And so they fear there's a needle in her throat. So Hodge, being the model of common sense, suggests surgery.
'Tis your Neil, woman, I say. Cock's soul. Give me a knife, and shall I have it out of her more, or else she'll lose my life.
What? Nay, Arch, fie! Kill not our cat! 'Tis all the cats we ha' now.
By the mass, Dame Chat has me so moved I care not what I kill, may God avow. Go to then, Tib, to this gear. Hold up her tail and take her. Shall see what devil's in her guts. Shall take the pains to rake her.
Rake a cat, Hodge? What wouldst thou do?
What, thinkst that Jam not able?
Yes, we think you are not able to do surgery on a cat, Hodge. Luckily, enter Cock, fresh from hunting the parson. What is this business for the cat for? Primarily, to cover the gap of Cock exiting, finding the parson, and coming back again.
Gammer, ch'have been there as you bad. You won't well about what. T'will not be long before he come. Like durst swear off a book. He bid you see ye be at home, and there for him to look.
Where didst thou find him, boy? Was he not where I told thee?
Yes, yes. Even at Obfilcher's house, by him that bought and sold me. A cup of ale had in his hand, and a crab lay in the fire. Chad much ado to go and come. All was so full of mire.
So, Parson doesn't really want to come out, but he does have form in finding things.
And, Gammer, one thing I can tell, Hobfilcher's knoll was lost, and Dr. Rat found it again, hard beside the doorpost. Like old a penny can say something, you're kneel again, a fact.
Oh, I'm glad to hear so much, Cock. Then trust he will not let to help us here in best he can. Therefore, till time he come, let us go in. If there be aught to get, thou shalt have some.
And so the act ends. It's a set-piece act, all about the big fight, the chaos that occurs. The appearance of Jib with Tib is fun and should get a good ah and then what from the audience, and covers the exit and return of Cock neatly. And speaking of the exit of Cock and Tib, it's the last we'll see of them. They have oiled the wheels of action so far, but now the plot dispenses with them ruthlessly. The actors playing them may now return, doubling as Dr. Rat in Acts 4 and 5, and Bailey in Act 5 alone. If you have any thoughts about my brief breakdown of the prologue, or if you have any disagreements with my thoughts, or if I'm in plain error, let me know. I might re-edit based on your thoughts. And that's it from this spoiler episode. The full cast Super Deluxe edit will be coming anon. But till then, I've been your host, Robert Crichton, and here's the plain text of Act 3 to Gamma Gurton's Needle. Performed by Hayden McCabe as Dick on the Bedlam, Geir Madland as Hodge, Gillian Horgan as Tib, Sarah Golding as Gamma Gurton, Simon Nader as Cock, and Pamela Flanagan as Dame Chad. Enjoy.
Sim Glover, yet gramercy. Cham meetly well sped now. Thou'rt even as good a fellow as ever kissed a cow. Here is a thong indeed, by the mass, though I speak it. Tom Tankard's great bold kirtle, I think, could not break it. And when he spied my need to be so straight and hard, has lent me here his knoll to set the jib forward. As for my gammer's needle, the flying fiend go eat. Shall not now get at the door again with it to meet. Should make shift good enough, and chatter candle's end, the chief hole in my breech with these two child amend.
Now, Hodge, mayst now be glad, cha news to tell thee. I know who has my meal. I trust soon shall it see.
The devil thou dost! Hast heard gammer indeed, or dost but jest?
'Tis as true as steel, Hodge.
Why, knowest well where didst lease it?
I know who found it and took it up. Shalt see ere it be long. Oh,
God's mother dear, if that be true. Farewell both knoll and thong. But who is it, gammer? Say on, should fain hear it disclosed.
That false vixen. That same Dame Chat.
Nay.
That counts herself so honest.
Who told you so?
That same did Dick on the Bedlam, which saw it done.
Dickon? Well, it is a vengeful knave, gammer. 'Tis a bonable whoreson. Can do more things than that, else champ deceived evil. By the mass, Ike saw him of late call up a great black devil. The knave cried, ho, ho. He roared and he thundered. And he'd been here, which I'm sure you'd merrily have wondered.
Wast thou not afraid, Hodge, to see him in this place?
No, and she'd come to me, she'd have laid him on the face. Should have promised him.
But Hodge, had he no horns to push?
As long as your two arms. Saw ye never Friar Rush, painted on a cloth, with a sidelong cow's tail, and crooked cloven feet, and many a hooked nail? For all the world, if I should judge, should reckon him his brother. Look, even what face Friar Rush had, the devil had such another.
Now, Jesus mercy, Hodge, did Dickon in him bring?
Nay, Gammer, hear me speak. Shall tell you a greater thing. The devil, when Dickon bade him, I heard him wondrous well, said plainly, here before us, that Dame Chat had your Neil.
Then let us go and ask her wherefore she minds to keep it, seeing we know so much. 'Twere a madness now to slip it.
Go to her, Gammer. See you not where she stands in her doors? Bid her give you the Neil. 'Tis none of hers but yours.
Dame Chat, should pray thee fair, let me have that is mine. So not these 20 years take one fart that is thine. Therefore give me mine own, and let me live beside thee.
Why art thou crept from home hither to mine own door to chide me? Hence, doting drab, avaunt, or I shall set thee further. Intends thou and this knave me in my own house to murder?
Hush! Gape not so on me, woman. Shalt not yet eat me. Nor are the friends thou hast in this shall not entreat me. Mine own goods I will have, and ask thee no by leave. What, woman? Poor folks must have right, though the thing you aggrieve.
Give thee thy right, and hang thee up with all thy beggar's brood. What? Wilt thou make me a thief, and say I stole thy good?
Charles, say nothing, I warrant thee, but that I can prove it well. Thou fet my good even from my door. Sham able this to tell.
Did I, old witch, steal aught was thine? How should that thing be known?
I cannot tell. But up thou tookest it as though it had been thine own.
Marry, fie on thee, thou old jib, with all my very heart.
Nay, fie on thee, thou ramp, thou rig, with all that take thy part.
A vengeance on those lips that layeth such things to my charge.
A vengeance on those callous hips whose conscience is so large. Come out, hog, and let me have right.
Thou arrant witch!
Thou bawdy bitch, I'll make thee curse this night.
A bag and a wallet!
A cart for a callet!
Why, weenest thou thus to prevail? I hold thee a groat. I shall patch thy coat.
Thou wert as good kiss my tail. Thou slut. Thou cut. Thou rakes. Thou jakes. Will not shame make thee hide thee.
Thou scald. Thou bald. Thou rotten. Thou glutton. I will no longer chide thee, but I will teach thee to keep home.
Wilt thou, drunken beast?
Stick to her, Gammer. Take it by the head! Try and warrant you this beast! Smite, I say, Gammer! Bite, I say, Gammer! I show you will be keen! Where be your nails? Claw her by the jaws! Pull me out, both her eyne! God's bones, Gammer! Hold up your head!
I trow, Drab! I shall dress thee!
Ooh.
Tarry, Hodge, thou knave! I hold thee a groat! I shall make these hands bless thee.
Where is the strong stew door? Shall gir her oars mark. Stand out one's way, that I'll kill none in the dark. Up, Gammer, and ye be alive. Shall fight now for us both. Come now near me, thou scald callet. To kill thee I were loath.
Art here again, thou hoddy peck. What, dull? Bring me out my spit.
Shall broach thee with this all, by my father's soul. Shall conjure that foul spreet. But let door stand, cock. Why com'st indeed? Keep door, thou orson boy.
Stand to it, thou dastard. For thine ears, eyes teach the sluttish toy.
Gog's wounds, or shall make thee a moan. Take heed, cock, pull in the latch.
If faith, sir, loose breech. Had ye tarried, you should have found your match.
Now wear thy throat, losel. Thou'll pay for all.
Well said, Gammer, by my soul. Hoiser, souser, bouncer, trouncer, pull her throat,
Oh, comest behind me, thou weathered witch. And I get once on foot, thou's pay for all, thou old tar leather. I'll teach thee what lungs tit. Take thee this to make up thy mouth, till time thou come by more.
Up, Gammer, stand on your feet. Where is the old whore? Faith, would Cheddar by the face should crack her callic crown.
Hodge! Hodge, where was thy help when the vixen had me down?
By the mass, Gammer, but for my staff, Chat had gone nigh to spill you. I think the harlot had not cared, and Chat not come to kill you. But shall we lose our Neil thus?
No, Hodge, I were loath to do so. Thinkest thou shall take that at her hand? No, Hodge, I tell thee no!
Should yet this fray were well take up and our O'Neill at home, 'twill be my chance, else some, to kill, wherever it be or whom.
We have a parson, Hodge, thou knows, a man esteemed wise, Master Dr. Rat.
Eh?
Shall for him send, and let me hear his advice. He will her shrive for all this gear, and give her penance straight. We's have our Neil, else Dame Chat comes ne'er within heaven gate.
Yea, marry, Gammer, that I think best. Will you now for him send? The sooner Dr. Rat be here, the sooner we's at an end. And here, Gammer, Dickon's devil, as I remember well, of Cat and Chat and Dr. Rat, a felonious tale did tell. Told you £40, that is the way your Neil to get again.
Shall have him straight. Call out the boy, please make him take the pain.
What? Cock, I say. Come out. What, devil? Canst not hear?
Oh, now, Arch. I'll just gammer. Is yet the weather clear? What would you have me to do?
Come hither, cock, anon. Hence, swithe to Dr. Rat, hie thee, that thou were gone, and pray him come speak with me. Cham not well at ease. Shalt have him at his chamber, or else at Mother B's, else seek him at Hob Filcher's shop, for, as cheered it reported, there is the best ale in all the town, and now is most resorted.
And shall I bring him with me, Gammer?
Yea, boy and boy, good cock.
Shalt see that shall be here anon, else let me have on the dock.
Now, Gammer, shall we two go in, and tarry for his coming? What, devil, woman, pluck up your heart, and leave off all this glooming. Though she were stronger at the first, as I think ye did find her, yet there ye dressed the drunken sow that time ye came behind her.
Nay, nay, I'm sure she lost not all, for set them to the beginning. And I doubt not, but she will make small boast of her winning.
See, Gammer, Gammer, Jib our Cass, which I'm afraid what she aileth. She stands me gasping behind the door, as though her wind her faileth. Now most I doubt what Jib should mean, that now she doth so dose.
Old hither? I hold £20. Your Neil's in her throat. Groper, I say, methinks I feel it. Does not prick your hand?
I can feel nothing.
No? I know what's not within this land, a murrain of cat that Jib is, betwixt the Thames and Tyne. She's as much wit in her head as almost as Chab in mine.
Faith, she's eaten something that will not easily down. Whether she got it at home or abroad in the town, I cannot tell.
Alas, I fear it be some crooked pin. And then farewell, Jib. She is undone and lost. Oh, save the skin.
'Tis your Neil, woman, I say. Cock's soul. Give me a knife, and shall I have it out of her more, or else shall lose my life.
What? Nay, Hodge, fie! Kill not our cat! 'Tis all the cats we ha' now.
By the mass, Dame Chat has me so moved I care not what I kill, may God avow. Go to then, Tib, to this gear. Hold up her tail and take her. Shall see what devil's in her guts. Shall take the pains to rake her.
Rake a cat, Hodge? What wouldst thou do?
What, thinkst that Jam not able? Did not Tom Tankard rake his curtle t'er day, standing in the stable?
Soft, be content. Let's hear what news cock bringeth from Master Rat.
Gammer, ch'av been there as you bad. You won't well about what. T'will not be long before he come. Like durst swear off a book. He bid you see ye be at home, and there for him to look.
Where didst thou find him, boy? Was he not where I told thee?
Yes, yes. Even at Hob Filcher's house, by him that bought and sold me. A cup of ale had in his hand, and a crab lay in the fire. Chad much ado to go and come. All was so full of mire, and, Gammer, one thing I can tell, Harm Filcher's Knoll was lost, and Dr. Rat found it again, hard beside the doorpost. Like old a penny can say something, you're kneel again, a fact.
Oh, I'm glad to hear so much, Cock. Then trust he will not let to help us here in best he can. Therefore, till time he come, let us go in. If there be aught to get, thou shalt have some.